Encounter number 7, Genesis 11, Leaving Babel. It's a simple story, really. God said, scatter and fill the earth and live under his reign. People decided to stay together and build a great name for themselves. God intervened and made them do what he said in the first place. But let's break it down a bit. These people say they are going to build a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves. It all seems so positive. In fact, if you change just a few factors in their story, it sounds very much like the values of this generation. What could possibly be wrong with cooperation? Isn't unity a good thing? I mean, teamwork makes dream work. And DreamWorks makes animated movies. And that's good, right? Those are admittedly fine goals, and God would be pleased with love and cooperation. But this is not healthy unity done for the right reasons. It is, you might say, unity perverted. It'd be fair to call this humanism version 1.0. They were doing things to build up themselves. Whatever else their motivation, they wanted their tower to reach up to the heavens, not because they wanted to meet a god up there, but because they wanted to be the gods up there with a name for themselves. A father called his son a name, and people called on the name of the Lord. Adam was given authority over animals when he named them. And here they want to make a name for themselves. This ironic twist of words is no mere coincidence in the first 11 chapters of Genesis. Mankind was taking charge of their own identity, being master of their own fate. In other words, in rebellion against God. Whatever God had said about scattering and filling the earth and so forth, these families were doing the opposite. They were building a great tower. I guarantee it was not an office building or an apartment building. Well, God sees this going on. He concludes, if this is allowed to go unchecked, there will be no limits to what they can do. In other words, there will be no limit on how perverse things will get if they have no constraints to hold them back. If everyone decides not to scatter and subdue, most of the planet will go wild, while one section burns out. No, they need to follow the wise command that God gave them to scatter and fill and subdue, not to gather, build, and pollute. And it says, so the Lord God scattered them from there over all the earth. Now, how God scatters them is to confuse their languages, and suddenly communication is difficult and strained and divisive, and sooner or later they will scatter and cloister with others who speak the same language. Now, it's time to unfold why this account is given attention in a series about worship. The tower that was built on the plain of Shinar was designed for worship. Of that there is no doubt. What worship would have taken place on top of that tower does not tell. The tower is never completed, so there can be no clear answer. But there are clear hints in the passage that tell us one of two things. The tower may have been built to worship a false god. Is probably a ziggurat built to be what came to be known as a high place. There at the top of the tower, closest to heaven, sacrifices would be made to whatever gods were invented or named by then. Perhaps priests had already been designated to make the sacrifices and say the prayers. Perhaps they were already offering up the unthinkable child sacrifices. Perhaps they were doing detestable sexual things up there in the name of worship. Perhaps they were offering up animal and grain sacrifices to the gods in order to achieve healing or good weather or a win for the local sports ball team that weekend. Mankind invents false gods and idol worship wherever they go, it seems. But God, who is rich in mercy, had another plan for his people. It was a better plan than the false choice between worshiping ourselves as God or worshiping idols which we invented and fashioned and named and then served. Of course, God's plan includes the concept of unity just as surely as Babel's did. But God's version of unity is the real thing, not the counterfeit kind. God's good plan even includes building a great edifice that dwarfs what all the people in the world could build on their own. God's plan overcomes language barriers, religious and ethnic differences, rich and poor, educated and uneducated. This is God's better plan. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. You are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. Remember how I said everyone worships, but the difference is whether or not the worship is acceptable to God? They may have been sincere in their beliefs and put forth much effort in the cause, but if it is not based on truth, it is unacceptable.